show us all about. To get it jacked up on all of this knowledge, let the good times all out loud. I know this music ain't good, well that's just too bad. You're gonna have to listen along no matter what. And let's just skip forward about 15 seconds on the track. Listening to the people that are single-handedly saving the world, curing the internet from all the evil, and solving any questions and queries you have at the same time. Of course, you're listening to I'm Stumped. As usual, I am Chris Beale.
And I'm Sean Casty. Hello, Chris.
Welcome back, Sean. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to all of you out there who've got in touch with us with your questions. We very much appreciate how difficult it is sometimes to reveal your truths to us, but we'll do our best to help.
We've had over 100 downloads now, haven't we, on both our previous podcasts, so it seems like we're finally taking off.
Yeah, we're certainly getting off to a good start, and hopefully the downloads will continue to spread, so feel free to share it with your friends, you know.
Yeah, don't forget, a reminder, if you need to send any questions in, you can go to www.twitter.com/I'mStumpedPodcast. And you can also go on SoundCloud, and it's www.soundcloud.com/I'm Stumped. And you can post comments on the tracks there, I think.
Yep, you can indeed, and we've just recently done our YouTube page, our new YouTube profile. So if you head on to YouTube.com/user/I'm Stumped Podcast, then all of our episodes are there, cut in half. And you can pick out your favourite bits, you can post comments there, you can also subscribe or like there, and we were also nominated as the 33rd most subscribed comedy in that week
on YouTube,
on the whole of YouTube, which is quite a big achievement, so thanks for everyone who subscribed.
And don't forget, you can go on iTunes, on the search bar on iTunes, type in I'm Stumped, and you can subscribe and listen to the podcast from there.
I think it's time for us to start off with our first question, which comes to us from Jay, and she says, I need catchy suggestions for a stage name. I'm an alternative model, and things have been picking up lately, but I don't really want people knowing my exact name so that they can look at my Facebook profile, etc., etc. Some of the names that are quite close to my name that I quite like are Jay, Jane, Jordan, Alexandra, Alex, etc. Any ideas? Thanks, guys. So any ideas on that one then, Sean?
Can't you just go into proper modelling?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've looked it up online, and we think that if you're, you know, attractive enough to be able to get on the alternate modelling scheme, then you should do quite well at the normal modelling scene. So yeah. If you've got those contacts, you know, because contacts are really what getting a job's all about nowadays. It's not it's that saying, you know, where it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Oh, yeah.
So now you've got those contacts, maybe it's, you know, time for you to move away from the scene. Maybe you feel a bit embarrassed about the fact that you do that, and that's why you don't want people to know who you are, and maybe you don't want your close family. You know, you don't go into that sort of detail with this question, but maybe that's why you don't want to use your actual name, so that no one you know can find out that you've been doing this. So maybe it's time to move.
Yes, so maybe it's time to move on to another question.
Hello, you're listening to the Cassidy Files with medium Sean Cassidy, bringing you ever closer to the edge.
Hello there. I'm not extra small, extra large or large. I'm your medium this week. I've had a few questions that have been sent in about ghosts and paranormal activity, and I'm going to try and solve them for you. First question has been sent in by Ted, and it says, Sean, Why do I wake up with scratches on me? And I can hear things upstairs. Is this a ghost? Is my house haunted? Well, Ted, the scratches on your body could indicate paranormal activity happening during the night. But it's more than likely your wife is out of control. And as for the noises upstairs, they're probably rats infesting your house. So I'll probably get them checked out by health and safety. Moving on. Our next question has been sent in by Joe. Joe asks, Sean, how do I get rid of a ghost that is haunting my immigrant tenants? Joe says, I rent a house to some Hispanic people, and they claim that there is a ghost that bothers them every night. They tried using holy water to scare the ghost away, but now they claim the ghost stole a bottle of holy water. Now one of the tenants has a bite mark on her foot. Due to their culture, they believe that it's their father-in-law haunting the family because he disagrees with them. I would like to remove any spirits that I'm paying rent. Sean, have you any ideas? Well, Joe, it's important to note that these aren't ghosts that are infecting your Hispanic tenant house. It is just simply the smoke causing an illusion that makes it look like it's a ghost. So I'd tell your Hispanic people to stop burning their burritos and paellas. That will clear the air, and it'll mean that there is no longer any fake ghosts in the house. The bottle of holy water isn't holy water, it is vodka. Someone in the house has drunk the vodka and become delusional. And this delusion has caused one of your family members to bite one of the others on their foot. It is not your father. He is dead and he is not coming back. And as for the noises or the images you may see that aren't smoke, you've probably drunk too much vodka yourself. Moving on again, our next question sent in by Chris. Chris says, I want to become a ghost without dying. How do I do this? Well, Chris, there's a ritual to this, and it's quite easy to attempt. Firstly, get a sheet, not just any sheet, a white sheet, and cut some holes in the sheet. Put the sheet on, and dance around your house, saying, "Welcome to my house." If that doesn't work, the best solution is to drink plenty of alcohol. Then you'll be the yellowest ghost around. Finally, a question being sent in by Lucy. Lucy says, he died now and he's in my dreams. About 2 years ago, I was in high school and I had this crush on this guy, Justin. He was a lot of my classes and would talk to me all the time. We went to the movies at one point. He held my hand. Nothing happened. It's one of those crazy things, but I was in love with him. He bought me a dress and he went with me and he was wearing his tux. He kissed me and the next day at school I couldn't find him anywhere. Later that day, she told me Justin and his older brother Tyler were driving to school that morning, and Tyler couldn't slow down going around a corner. The car had lost control and it flipped. They were both thrown out of the truck since they weren't wearing their seatbelts. When they were found, they were both dead. Well, Lucy, take some sleeping pills before you go to bed. things will get better over time. I'm sure you're feeling like Justin's car, completely wrecked at the moment. The wheels certainly came off that relationship, but over time, things will get better. But Justin won't. Until next time, wear your seatbelt. And don't be afraid of the dark.
Some people worry about being alone at Christmas, and some people were alone at Valentine's Day, weren't they?
Yes, we've got a rather sad question in today, as it's just...
Just came through our mailbox.
Yeah, came through our mailbox. It says, Dear, I'm stumped. I just spent the worst...
Valentine's Day of my life on my own. No presents. No acknowledgement from the boyfriend.
Yep, no Facebook comments for all of you out there who use Facebook. No nothing.
What should I do? Now, have you got any advice straight away, Chris?
Well, I mean, you can't be too direct. You know, if you straight away, you know, like, accuse them of something.
Accuse them? They haven't sent anything.
No, I mean, like, if you accuse them of, like, not caring about you enough to want to send you a message or something.
Well, obviously they didn't, if they got
Well, I mean, there might be a genuine excuse, like, they might have been killed, or they might have been in a car accident.
The Royal Mail on strike again, maybe?
Yeah, the Royal Mail of Facebook on strike. Those instant messages don't send themselves.
You know, it's just, it never arrives, packages never arrive when you want them to. You had the guitar, didn't you? Which
Yeah, as you may have heard at the beginning of this episode, that was me strumming away on my new classical guitar. But we're getting away from the point.
Which wasn't actually delivered the correct way, was it?
No, but that's hardly on Valentine's Day.
Besides the point, maybe, but it could be quite relevant to presents, which may have been delivered incorrectly by the
That's true. That is very true. That's a good point, Sean. Thank you for that. Yeah, we could have... We shouldn't be laughing at this. We've been thinking about this, you know, while we've been planning the show. And Sean's... I was just going to say Sean is out, but it's fine.
Sean what?
I was just about to go, Sean doesn't have anyone, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I think the main thing is that you've got to try and stay positive with everything. You have to try and stay positive. So if they didn't send you a message, maybe if you ask them about it, then they'll be really apologetic, and maybe they just lost track of what day it was. I know it's pretty difficult to do with it in the shops, but I mean, if they're a bit of a recluse,
maybe they only come out at night, do you think?
Yeah, maybe they're some sort of vampire.
Yeah,
and their name is
a boyfriend is in Bristol, so there can be no excuse for forgetting. So I'd recommend getting rid.
Packing up and moving away.
Yep.
Well, she's already kind of away. Yeah. But I mean, what I'd say is he ain't no good for you.
No.
He just ain't no good.
A bat out of hell, isn't he?
Yeah, a bit of a squealer.
I reckon she should wing it and get away from him. Like a stake through the heart, wouldn't it?
God. All of these vampire puns. No, he's not. He works in Tesco.
I used to work in Tesco, Chris. Tesco never deliver when you want them to either, do they?
I was going to say something really kind of intellectual next.
What's the first?
You want to try and keep things positive. So, if he ain't no good for you,
get rid.
Then, as my co-partner here says, get rid. But give him a chance. Give him, there could be a reasonable explanation. But if there isn't, then yeah, get rid. Because he's obviously not worth your time.
We're talking about how Tesco can't deliver and Royal Mail can't deliver. And is he really that good to keep hold of him? Do you reckon she should get rid? I think she should get rid.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in some pretty bad relationships where I've given them plenty of chances and they just keep disappointing. So I'd say it's how many chances would you give? I'd say about three chances. Yeah. Not like major things, but I mean, like forgetting Valentine's Day is a pretty major thing. You know, second to anniversary, or
can't be any excuses really, can there?
No.
She got assaulted by him as well. Did you hear this?
What are you doing?
She bit him on. He bit her on the neck. Can you believe that?
And he said, oh, it'll be alright because you'll live forever. But watch out for wooden stakes and sunlight.
She had a coffin fit, didn't she?
Right, actually, I think I've just thought of a really, really good intro to this. You could be like, talking about scary things, we've got a girl who's going out with a vampire.
Okay, so in conclusion, get rid. Don't you agree?
Yeah, get rid, stay away from Bristol, yep. And you might want to get checked out by a priest. But in the nicest possible way. I don't mean I'm not making a reference to the Catholic Church here.
I'd go around with a crucifix around your neck from now on so it doesn't come back.
String of garlic. That'd do the trick.
Yeah. Right, now it's time for the news, and you may have heard recently there's been a number of muggings in the Southampton area. Three people have been mugged. Money, jewellery, and documents possibly to do with uni have been stolen from each of them. Now the police haven't been able to arrest anyone, because it could have been half of the Flower Estate commit the crime. So, they're no closer really to finding out who did it. In other news, the Olympic tickets, details on them have been released, and the prices range from about £60 to about £200, depending on what sport you want to watch. Apparently, a 100-meter final ticket costs £750. £750, exactly. To watch 10 seconds of racing, it's not worth it at all. I can see Chris nodding his head as well in agreement, and Chris might have heard the news as well, like many other people who go to the horse racing, that two horses were electrocuted while they were walking around the parade ring in down the road or up the road in Newbury. Apparently the horses were walking around and on the wet grass, and then suddenly a few of them fell and collapsed, and apparently they'd been electrocuted by a wire underneath the turf. So apparently there's now an advert up from Bob at Newbury, and he sent in some details to the show, so thanks Bob. And it says, hello, I'm Stumped, just advertising from Newbury, I have two prime beef two prime beef steaks in excellent, slightly toasted condition. £10,000 each. Thanks. From Bob at Newbury. Thanks, Bob. And now, the weather. It's February, so it's grim. And that is the news. Right. Some of you may have been on a bus, a train, or a tram recently, and have experienced the joys of public transport. Some may disagree and think it's the worst part of their day, jumping on a public transport to get to work, college, university. And we've had a question in from James, and James says, "Dear, I'm Stumped. I have a problem with my bus drivers. Every time I get on the bus to go to university, the bus drivers always moan at me, I've got no change, and they always drive the bus appallingly."
They drive them out of the wall, don't they? Sure.
Yeah, they drive them around the bend, don't they?
Mm.
Yeah. James says, "What should I do about these inconsiderate bus drivers?" Well, James, I suppose it could be worse. You could end up living in London.
Yeah, you have to rely on public transport there, because you can't get anywhere. I mean, they have taxes on cars in the city centre,
Congestion is
everything. Yeah, congestion. Oh, God, don't get me started on congestion, you know. I stayed up all night taking those tablets, but it just didn't help one bit. Now,
have you been on the tube recently?
That is the worst.
Yeah, I mean, like, it smells bad. Yeah. I mean, like, it's the tube, it never runs on time.
It's always crowded.
Yes, so it's crowded. In fact, I think that...
I think they should just sack all the drivers and make everything automated, do you think? It'd be so much better. They all sacked all the tube drivers, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, they're always, like, striking and and trying to get better pay. And they don't really do anything. You can't really drive a train. It doesn't have, like, some sort of steering wheel. It just goes in a straight line. You know, it follows the track.
Exactly.
So all they're there for is, like, if something goes wrong, they can press the button that says...
Do you think they even press a brake? I just thought the tube slows down automatically, do you think?
I mean, if something goes wrong...
Well, not the tube, is it?
I don't know. There's a lot of films with things to do, so it's got to be based on something.
It's probably because the driver's fault, really, isn't it? Yeah, it's just, if everything was a robot, then everything would be so much better.
Yeah, but then it would be back to our original discussion a couple of episodes ago about the Matrix and AI and all that.
No, but we're talking about robots replacing humans, which is probably a good idea.
And just shove it.
Thanks for that, Chris. Thanks for that, Chris. Anyway, now for the housekeeping. Thank you to everyone that's downloaded the previous two podcasts. And don't forget, you can listen back to this on www.soundcloud.com/I'm Stumped. You can go to Twitter as well. We've got a Twitter page there, haven't we? www.twitter.com/I'm Stumped Pod. They've got a Blogger account as well. Just go to
www.blogspot.com/I'm Stumped Pod.
And if you really want to listen to the first ever podcast that we did, it's still available on iTunes. Just go on iTunes, search I'm Stumped, and we should be one of the things you can subscribe to there.
And also, we have that YouTube page that we're still
very
excited about.
Yeah, we've got plenty of hits on that. Go on YouTube, type in I'm Stumped, and then it should come up the I'm Stumped
homepage. And we're the 44th most subscribed podcast this week, so...
Thank you for downloading us, anyway. And I think it's time to end the podcast on a bit of a song. So this is a tribute to the people who have downloaded us in America.
From the other side of the world.
Thank you for listening. I've been Sean Casty.
And I've been Christopher Beale. Ta-ta!
See you next Tuesday.
And the podcast fades away. We've ruined your average day. It's full of tired questions and most of them are too hard to say. We wish they were simple. The listeners give up easily. We're close enough to bother that. You're on the other side of the world to me. Our enthusiasm fades away, and I could probably bat at David Hay. There's just so many questions, and they're too hard to say. This song is pretty simple, and I sing it easily. But you're close enough to see that.
You're singing it better than me.
You're the other side of the world to me.
Thank you for listening.
Good night. And I'll see you next Tuesday.